Been around the world, don't speak the language. But your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you talk dirty to me.
This is Kiss Me With Your Mouth Open, a Teen Titans comics verse fanfic written by Muses Fool and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated R, contains the pairing Tim Drake, Connell, with additional tags for dirty talk, masturbation, restraints, sex pollen. Get jazzy
on them. You know the words in my songs. No habla English. Our conversations ain't long, but you know what is. I know what that girl them wants. London to Taiwan. I got lipstick stamps on my passport. I think I need a new one. Been around the world, don't speak the language. But your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you talk dirty to me.
Con and Ivy have never been a good combination, so Tim doesn't know why he expects this time to go more smoothly, but they're almost done. All the giant, leafy mud men have been broken down into their component parts, and nobody seems too badly injured. When Con takes a face full of yellow dust that glitters in the late afternoon sunlight, he stops in surprise, fist still cocked to throw a punch, and shakes his head. For a second, he reminds Tim of Crypto. Then he sneezes and says, "I'm okay, I'm okay." And stupidly, Tim believes him. Ivy blows him a kiss when the cops lead her off in cuffs, and Con puffs out his chest and preens. "I still got it," he says. "That's because nobody else wants it," Tim answers. Which is a total lie, of course, but he's kept his feelings a secret this long, and there's no reason to stop now. Nothing's really changed. Cassie might have decided she likes girls now, but Con's never given any indication that he likes boys. Con snorts and swings him up into the air, arms securely around his waist. Tim makes a note to find a harness like the one Dick used when he was a Titan, because being slung around like a sack of potatoes is undignified. Of course, Tim makes the same note every time he has to be carried to wherever it is they're going, and he never does, because it's always Con who carries him. And as good as he is at denying himself things, this has always been the one thing he's been allowed to have. He always means to give it up, too, but he's never quite been able to do it. They're at least 3/4 of the way home when Tim feels something brush across his belly. Con's arm hasn't moved, and whatever it is feels like it's between his skin and his uniform, which is impossible. It happens again, this time moving lower, heading down between his legs. Tim jerks against Con's hold, and Con pulls him tighter. "Dude, do you want me to drop you over the Sierra Nevadas?" Tim can feel Con's breath on his cheek, feel the warmth of it all the way down to his toes. "Just get us back to the tower." Con hums in agreement, but the leer on his face is cause for concern. Even more so when they sit down on the roof, and Con manhandles him against the wall and shoves a leg between his thighs. Tim barks out, "Cassie!" And she and Kara drag Con away from him. Tim leans against the wall, willing his legs not to shake. It takes him a few seconds, and then he follows them inside. They've already got Con strapped down in the infirmary. Tim shoves the cowl off his head and runs a hand through his hair. "It's all right, Con. We've got antidotes for most of Ivy's special pollens." Con pulls against the restraints, not hard enough to break them, just hard enough to remind him that he easily could. And his smile is slow and wicked. "So we're gonna play doctor? I'm all right with that." Tim flushes, and curses the fact that the light's bright enough in here for Con to see it, even without using any kind of supervision. "You're not yourself right now, Con." "Maybe if he keeps repeating Con's name, Con will..." "What, snap out of it?" Tim tells himself not to be stupid. He finds what he's looking for and snaps the drawer shut harder than necessary. You don't know what you're saying. I know exactly what I'm saying, Tim. I'm saying what we're both thinking, but you're too fucking scared to admit. Tim walks over to the bed Khan's lying on and takes a good look at him. His face is flushed, his pupils dilated, and when Tim puts two fingers on his carotid, his pulse is elevated. Tim pops the plastic around the pill and pushes it between Khan's lips. Khan takes the opportunity to suck on his fingers, and Tim has to swallow hard against the heat that jolts like lightning to his dick. "Let that melt under your tongue," he says, pulling his fingers away. He doesn't move, though, stands next to the bed like an idiot, memorizing what desire looks like on Khan.
"Like you will?"
"Khan, I bet you would, too. Melt, I mean, you're so tightly wound that it's like a dam breaking when you finally let go." He wraps his fingers around Tim's wrist, and Tim deserves that for not getting out of the way. "I know you jerk off because I've heard you, but it's always over so fast. You probably schedule it like everything else. 11:15 to 11:25 p.m., masturbation. 11:25 to 11:30, cleanup. 11:30 to 6 a.m., tense up again like the world is on your shoulders." Tim yanks his hand free. "Khan, please."
"I like the sound of that. I wasn't going to make you beg, not the first time anyway, but you do it so prettily."
"Just stay here, please."
"If that's the way you want to play it, fine. Since you ask so nicely, I'll be here, waiting."
Tim goes out into the hallway, where everyone is waiting. No one can look him in the eye, which is good, because he's not sure he could manage to return anyone's gaze squarely. Cassie touches his hand. "Kara and I can stay with him until the antidote kicks in."
"I always knew you'd be kinky, Tim," Khan calls. "I just always figured it'd be me tying you up."
"No," Tim says, trying to ignore the heat coursing under his skin. "I'll handle it."
"That's what I like to hear,"
Khan says.
Tim ignores him.
"I'm the one he's going on about. No one else should have to hear it." Which is kind of a heady thought, but he pushes it away. "It doesn't mean anything. Khan's not in his right mind." Cassie pats Tim's shoulder and gives him a knowing look.
"He's all yours, Tim. Good luck."
Maybe he hasn't been quite as successful at hiding his feelings as he'd thought. The girls leave, and Tim sinks down to the floor. He tips his head back and bangs it against the wall a couple of times. Maybe this is all a really bad dream and he's going to wake up any second.
"I've been waiting for years, Tim. I can wait a few more hours." "Shut up, Khan."
Tim pulls his gauntlets off so he can pick at his cuticles. It's a bad habit he thought he'd grown out of, and he forces himself to stop.
It'd just make his manicure more painful.
Instead, he starts recording the mission report, trying to ignore the sound of Khan shifting around in the next room.
"I'm so hard for you right now, Tim,"
he groans.
"I can't use my hands, but I can still jack off because I'm awesome and I have awesome powers. I'm imagining fucking you right now. Fucking that sweet, tight ass of yours. Watching you ride me."
Tim closes his eyes, which is a mistake, because now he's imagining it too.
And it's not comfortable, not with his cup restricting him, and the knowledge that Khan's only saying all of this because he's been roofied.
"You're so hot, Tim. Your cock is hard and leaking, and you're stroking it nice and fast, a little twist on the upstroke, and you rub your thumb across the head.
You like that, don't you? You're gonna come all over yourself, and I'm gonna lick you clean right after I come inside you."
"Jesus." Tim bites his lip and bangs his head against the wall again. Maybe he should have let the girls take care of it.
It's not like they can't hear every word anyway, and he's just torturing himself by staying. He takes slow, deep breaths and tries to block Khan out, tries to center himself.
"Or maybe I'll come first," Khan says, "and then you can fuck my face. I've got no gag reflex, you know. So I'm gonna swallow you whole. Bet you taste so good."
Khan moans again. And then there's a clatter and a thump. Tim jumps up and rushes into the room. Khan's got one hand free. It's wrapped around his cock. His thighs and belly are glistening with semen, and his chest is heaving like he's human and just run a marathon. Tim wants to avert his eyes, wants to protect Khan's privacy, but he can't help but take the whole picture in and store it away for personal use later. Khan's face is turned away, and when he turns back to Tim, he looks confused, his eyes blinking rapidly like he's just waking up. Tim's not sure if the antidote finally kicked in, or if coming was enough to flush the pollen out of Khan's body, but he's pretty sure Khan is okay now. It's just everything else that's fucked up. "Tim?" His voice is hoarse and low. "Hey, let me help you out of those restraints." "What happened?" "Ivy. Fuck." Tim huffs a small, nervous laugh. "Something like that." "Tim, man, I'm sorry." He reaches out, then seems to realize his hand is covered in spunk, and he pulls it back, embarrassed. "Oh my god, just kill me now." "There are worse things in the world than hitting on me," Tim says, letting the corner of his mouth curl up into a small, mocking half-smile. "Yeah," Khan says, taking the tissues Tim offers him without meeting his gaze. "Way worse. I mean, nobody got hurt. It's just my dignity, and you always said I didn't have much to begin with." Tim feels a pang of remorse. "Khan, dude, no, seriously, thanks. You didn't let me hurt anybody, and you didn't... You could have... I mean, I wouldn't have said no. Not that I thought you would have, even if you'd wanted to, but even if I could have, I wouldn't have." Khan trails off, and concentrates instead on tucking himself away and zipping up his jeans. "I'm sorry. You weren't ever supposed to find out, and definitely not like this." Tim freezes, rewinds the whole confusing ramble, while Khan sits there looking sheepish and hurt. "I did want to," Tim blurts when he figures it out. "I did. I do. Just not while you're..." He waves a hand. "Not able to say no." Khan slides off the table, right up into Tim's personal space. He smells like sex and sweat. A wide grin spreads across his face. "Yeah?" Tim grins back. "Yeah," he says. And Khan kisses him. The end. You make it hard to live. Been around the world, don't speak the language. But your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you talk dirty to me. Reader's notes. So, I'm sorry if a couple of the bits where Khan is trying to talk dirty sound a little awkward, but I had to stop and re-record because I kept laughing while I recorded. I mean, I think I managed to choke down the giggles enough to try to sound like Khan is trying to sound sexy, but, I don't know. You think you get over recording the porn, and then something comes up and it's just like, wait, nope, this is ridiculous. I have to laugh at myself and then get back and do it again. Anyway. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day. Don't speak the language, but your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you talk dirty to me.